Hello, 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 hello. I hope you're doing well today. It's another audio post that I am sharing with you, and I'm actually recording this audio post on Tuesday, May the 11th, 2021. And I want to give you a heads up to let you know that every post that I'll be sharing with you this month is going to be actually centered around this title of grounding yourself in gratitude. Gratitude, the state of being grateful or being thankful, it goes beyond our appreciation for family, our friends, our place of employment, a place to live, or even a cup of coffee. And I love me some coffee, and it's one of the things I am very grateful for. Don't get me wrong. All of these things are great things to be thankful for, but an attitude of gratitude is so much deeper. Giving thanks is our response to the goodness and mercy of God. And you have probably, you've either read the scripture, passage of scripture, or you've heard somebody read it. And it's the story of the 10 lepers that were cleansed by Jesus. If you have not read it, or if you need a refresher, feel free to hit pause to read Luke 17, 11 through 19. Come back and hit play or read it at some point today because what I'm about to share with you, it ties to the passage of scripture that I just referenced. So I want us to really think about the why behind why we should be grounding ourselves in gratitude. It helps us to refocus our priorities. The one leper in Luke 17 was the only one out of 10 that actually returned to Jesus to give thanks for his healing. In that very moment of his life, his priority was not to go show himself to the priest. It was to go back to Jesus and give him thanks. Now you may think, well, Jesus was the one that told the lepers to go show themselves to the priests. I get it because I thought the same thing until I realized that giving thanks is an expectation of the Father, and it is our responsibility as kingdom daughters to do so. And there's this biblical truth that says, in every situation, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Another why behind why we should be grounding ourselves in gratitude is that it reminds us of our source. Gratitude has a way of humbling us and pointing us back to our Creator. Because every blessing, every good and perfect gift that we have received, it comes from Him. Another why is that it strengthens our faith. That one leper in Luke 17, Jesus told him, he said, it was your faith that made you well. So, what situation can you identify that you were in and you may not have seen how it was going to work out for your good and your favor? But God intervened and carried you through it. Did it not strengthen your faith? To be grateful in your present state, you may find it helpful to remember or recall how you were able to overcome a hard time in the past. And I recently read somewhere that when you remember how difficult life used to be, or challenging situations that you may have faced in the past. When you remember that, as well as the road that you had to travel to get to where you're at today, you set up a contrast in your mind. And this contrast is the fertile ground for gratefulness. Giving thanks in all circumstances is not only our responsibility, but it's a choice. What would you choose to do? Will you do what the one leper did after he was healed? Will you return to give God thanks? Will you thank him for the victory that you have in Christ Jesus? Will you thank him for comforting you? Will you thank him for being your shield and the source of your strength? Whatever situation you are facing in this very moment, instead of grumbling and complaining, worrying, or stressing, will you choose to ground yourself in gratitude? Again, it's a choice. So let's recap. Why we should ground ourselves in gratitude: it helps us to refocus our priorities, it reminds us of our source, and it strengthens our faith. Feel free to leave a comment below or send me an email by going to the Connect section on my website to share any feedback that you have regarding this post on grounding yourself in gratitude. Until next time, take care and be safe. I love you. Bye.